Welcome to the Great Quotes for Coaches podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to helping coaches create successful team experiences through the use of quotes. I'm your host, Scott Rosberg. In each episode, we'll discuss one quote that I've found can be inspirational, motivational, and helpful on your coaching journey to become your best, so you can help your teams become their best. So lace them up tight, focus on your target, listen up and take notes as we dive in to today's Great Quote for Coaches. All right, and welcome back to the Great Quotes for Coaches podcast. And today we are into episode 52 of the podcast. And it's been a couple weeks since the big 5-0. And also, it's been a couple weeks since a big blunder of mine. So let me start with this, a little housekeeping, and then we'll go ahead and get to the concepts in today's podcast episode, because today we're kicking off kind of a new series, so I'm excited for you for that. But here's the little housekeeping that we need to take care of. So I'm not the greatest guy with tech, and I've been working on it and learning it through the years, and I'm so much better than I ever was. However, after episode 50, or for episode 50, I had a drawing for a free book of mine that I was going to be, you know, doing for you. Well, it turned out the first tech issue I had was you couldn't see it on mobile devices. You know, the form for you to fill out if you wanted to try and win my book, Inspiration for the Graduate. So I extended the drawing after finding that out late in the week. Well, then it turned out when I extended the drawing and I let people know about it, I copied the address for you to go to then input your information to sign up for the drawing. And I had an extra .com in there, and of course, that just sent you to an error message. So I am so sorry for that. And so what I've decided to do is I'm going to try and make this right in a couple of ways. One, I'm going to try and make it right. I'm going to try and do it right. So hopefully the address will be correct when you see it, and you'll come to a form for you to fill out. All you got to do is put your name in and your email address. But the second thing is rather than my book, Inspiration for the Graduate, for you to win, I'm just going to let you pick any one of my books. And so if you'd prefer, you know, Time Out, or you'd prefer the new fiction book, Ultimate Team Player, or you'd prefer, you know, any of the other ones that you'll see on my site, just go to the shop page and you can check them out. And then from there, you know, just you will let me, I will let you know if whoever the winner is, and you can let me know which book you would like a copy of, and I'll send that to you. It'll be the paperback version of the book, if it's one that's in paperback. Some of them I only have in ebook format, and so I would just, send you that. So, all right. So, how do you do that? You go to slamdunksuccess.com. Okay. That's my website. And then you go to the page that says Coaches and Leaders up above in the menu, and slide your scroll down to the little, what do they call that, drop down menu to podcast, and click on podcast, and then you will see on that page the form to sign up. So slamdunksuccess.com, Coaches and Leaders podcast, and then sign up. Let's say, so this episode is coming out on Monday, March 15th. So we're looking at having you, you know, enter before March 21st. Enter the drawing by then, and then I will draw one winner. That's next Sunday. And then I have an episode next week with somebody else. It's already done. And so I will be announcing, although I can add to it, I'll either announce it next Monday, the 22nd, or the following Monday, which would be the 29th. And we will know who won at that point. And like I say, you pick the book that you want from the ones on my site. All right. All right. And once again, sorry about that. Hopefully, as I continue to learn learn tech, learn better, I'll have fewer and fewer of these kind of issues. So today is one of the individual episodes where it's just me talking, and next week we'll have another coach. By the way, if you know of any coaches who you think would be good, and please, if you think you would like to be on this, I'm running short on coaches right now, and so I'm needing people to interview. Otherwise, it's going to be a lot of these where it's just me, which quite honestly, though, for this little unit, no, that's the wrong word, this little series, maybe we should say, of episodes that I'm going to be doing. I have quite a few ready to go because for me, in the individual type. But I love having coaches on, and I know you do too. So if you know anybody or you want to be on the podcast, please let me know that you would like to, or give me the name and some contact information for somebody, or let them know and have them contact me at scott@slamdunksuccess.com. And, you know, we'll get them on. Because if not, then it'll be the individual ones, which, as I was about to say, it wouldn't be the worst thing because I'm going to be doing this series that I'm kicking off today. And the series is going to be covering The Pyramid of Success by John Wooden. And I'm doing this for a few reasons. One, I've always loved The Pyramid of Success ever since first studying it, which, unfortunately for me, I didn't do that early enough in my career. It was, just about 10 years ago that I really started to dive into the concepts and the Pyramid of Success. And it's one of my regrets as a younger coach that I did not consume everything by John Wooden. I had a fellow coach who was not a John Wooden fan. He was a fan of kind of the opposite style of coaching, the Bobby Knight style, which, you know, if you know anything about Knight and Wooden, they were both great coaches. And so, you know, there are various methods that work, but, you know, Bobby Knight and John Wooden styles were quite different, and they didn't get along. From what I learned later in life, it seemed like, at least, they struggled with the other one. And so this fellow coach of mine was a huge Bobby Knight person, and, I respected this coach, and this coach, you know, said, you know, just said some stuff that as a young coach, I was like, oh, I guess John Wooden isn't somebody to really, you know, take, you know, follow all that much. What an idiot I was. And so I just kind of, you know, but then I'd keep reading quote after quote after quote by this guy, John Wooden, and I watched his teams as a kid win all those championships. And I thought later on, when I finally, you know, really, you know, wised up, I thought, gosh, I'm really missing out here. And here's where my biggest regret was. If you listen, there's a podcast I was just on this last week called Front Court Hoops that I was interviewed on. And I told this story. This is one of my biggest regrets in all my years of coaching. I was in the Chicago area. I was, by that point, I was a head coach. Can't remember. But I was at a coaching clinic out near O'Hare Airport, right near where I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago. And every year they had the Sand Knit Medalist Clinic there, and then eventually the Nike Clinic it was. And I was at this clinic, and the evening of it, I think this was a Saturday evening, John Wooden was going to be speaking, or it was like a round table and John Wooden was part of it. It was something like that. And but a friend of mine from high school, who was also a coach at another school elsewhere in the suburbs, had said to me, hey, Jordan is playing, you know, the Bulls are in town tonight, and Dominique Wilkins and the Hawks are in town. You want to go down and you know, watch Jordan and Dominique go at it? Now, this was pre-championship Bulls. It was Jordan years, but it was pre-championship. And so you could go down and just get tickets, amazingly enough, and watch Michael Jordan play. And so we were like, yeah, let's do that. So I went with him and one of his coaching buddies from the school he was at. And we got into a situation. We pull into a park, and, you know, back in the old days at Chicago Stadium, once you pulled into the certain parking lots, you were locked in until the end of the game. So we pull in, and the cars pull in behind us. We get out. We go walking up. Game sold out. It's like, what? Well, it was a night where they were having a Chaka Khan concert afterward. If you know anything about great soul and funk music from back in the 70s and 80s. Chaka Khan with Rufus was a very popular band. And so she was going to be having a concert right after the game in the stadium. They don't do that kind of thing anymore, of course, but and so it was sold out. It's like, oh my gosh. And so my friends and I are like, what are we going to do? And the, you know, police officers out in the front of the building, you know, we asked, hey, is there any, they said, don't go walking anywhere from here. This, because the Chicago Stadium was not in a good neighborhood. And he said, just get in a cab, go down to Rush Street, have some fun. Why don't you make sure you don't drink and come back at about 11 and this should be done, 11, 11:30, whatever. So we are kind of wandering, trying to figure out what to do. And all of a sudden there's a guy selling tickets, scalping tickets on the corner. We bought them. We go in. We were literally sitting at the at half court, about 15 rows up from the floor. It was unbelievable. And we watched Michael Jordan and Dominique Wilkins go at it, and it was one incredible night. And then we watched Chaka Khan, and it was fun. Got to hear some great music. So yes, it turned out great. But I could have seen John Wooden speak and saved a little bit of money as well in the process. So, you know, I don't know, weigh it out. Jordan versus Wilkins and John or John Wooden. Anyway, it's a regret that I have that I never saw John Wooden speak. And so once I wised up and figured out John Wooden is really good, and all these things that he said are they've kind of influenced me and so many coaches through the years, you know, then I really changed my tune on him. So in the year 2011 and 12, well, prior to that, for all my years as a coach, I would develop a philosophy on coaching and for my teams, and then I would develop my cornerstones of coaching, which come to find out later on, you know, when I started studying the pyramid of success, that, you know, he's got cornerstones to the pyramid, of course. And so I was already doing this kind of thing. And then once I started, you know, working with Proactive Coaching as one of their speakers, and well, actually, even before that, when I first saw Bruce Brown speak and saw his First Steps to Great Teams presentation about core covenants and that, and started to find out about the concept of, you know, working on team themes with your athletes and your teams, I started doing team themes each year. Well, in this year, 2011 and 12, we did the Pyramid of Success. And so we worked our way through that season, all of the building blocks, all of the blocks in the Pyramid of Success. I'm going to say ironically, but maybe there's nothing ironic about it. That was the year we went to the state tournament. We went to the state tournament. It was one of the best teams I've ever coached. And I mean, as a team. Yes, we had talent, absolutely. But it's one of the best teams in terms of embodying all that great teams have that I've ever coached. And they totally bought into the things we were doing. And they totally bought into this Pyramid of Success. And so I am going to be working my way through the Pyramid of Success over the individual episodes that I will be doing over the next, I don't know how many episodes it's going to be. I didn't add up the blocks and the mortar and all the different things, but we're going to go through it for a while. There will be multiple quotes that I will do within each episode, probably, because you know, there are so many great quotes in support of the different blocks, and so I'm going to do it that way. So today, you know, this is a longer episode as I'm introducing it because I'm going to introduce the concept. And if you listen to episode 2 of this podcast, you heard John Wooden's definition of success, and I'll be, you know, probably wrapping up today with that, and then we'll move on. But, you know, my website is slamdunksuccess.com, right? My company, Slam Dunk Success. And so if there's, you know, something I should be focusing on at all times, it's, well, what is success? And so I loved Wooden's definition because so many of us focus more on scoreboards and accumulating wealth and all kinds of things like that. But Wooden gets to the heart of what true success is in his definition and in his pyramid. So, you know, a lot of people consider Wooden the greatest basketball coach ever. Heck, some consider him the greatest coach ever. But he always considered himself much more than that. He considered himself a teacher. even as a basketball coach, I mean, he was a high school English teacher and then basketball coach. But then even when he was UCLA's head basketball coach exclusively, he called himself a basketball teacher. But he also considered himself teaching so much more than just the game of basketball. He's teaching his young men life skills that he hoped would help them in whatever endeavors they chose to pursue long after basketball. And I think he was probably one of the first coaches to, you know, truly intentionally teach behavior and character traits to these young people that would help them throughout their lives. And so he became kind of a model for all of us in terms of how to play the game, sure, and how to teach a game, sure, but really how to teach young people how to live lives. Now, John Wooden would be the first to tell you, would be the first to tell you, this all started with his own dad's teaching. His dad, Joshua Wooden, was a great inspiration for him. And by the way, a lot of what you're going to hear from me in this series comes from a few of the books that I have of John Wooden's. The one that I tell people you have to read all the time, I tell people, They Call Me Coach. Okay, just an outstanding book. And it kind of goes through his life, but there's so many great moments in there. And the pyramid itself is on pages 88 and 89. And he doesn't take a ton of time in here to go through the pyramid. Whereas in the book that another book that I have called Coach Wooden's Pyramid of Success, Building Blocks for a Better Life. That's a really good one too. That he did with a man named Jay Carty. And it's it has a religious element to it as well. So there's the Wooden parts. John Wooden was a man of very strong faith. And then Jay Carty, I believe, is a minister. And he then does some things dealing with the religious aspect. But anyway, it's really good. And then the book Wooden, A Lifetime of Observations and Reflections on and Off the Court. There's just a ton of great little, you know, maxims and quotes and things like that. And that's really, you know, short bursts of Wooden. So those are some of the places I've been getting these things. But back to Wooden's dad, you know, he had Wooden's definition of success that you're going to hear at the end of here was kind of a byproduct of two principles that his dad taught him. And they were this: don't try to be better than someone else. Always try to be the best you can be. And I always loved those concepts, and I tried to teach those to my kids, of course, later in my career. I used to get focused so much on let's be better than our opponent, and it was through, you know, my work with proactive coaching, with Coach Bruce Brown teaching me this, and who was highly influenced by Wooden himself. Maybe I'll be telling you a great story about Bruce and Coach Wooden. And then following, you know, John Wooden after that, both of them really helped lead me to believe that our focus should not be on being better than others, but to becoming the best we can be. And so, you know, Wooden said his dad's reasoning, and this was our position in relation to others, is out of our control. Okay. But what we can control is our own best effort and our, you know, who we can become. And so if we give our best effort, okay, then the results end up, quote unquote, taking care of themselves. And I've always used that phrase. And then in recent years, I've put quotes around that phrase, taking care of themselves, because they don't ever take care of themselves. It's you doing the things necessary, habits, actions, things like that, that then lead to the results taking care of themselves. So really, you're still taking care of them. Another influence for Wooden was this anonymous poem. And I've heard him say this on YouTube, you know, videos in countless interviews. And his mind was incredible. And even at 94, he could recite poetry, he could recite lines that he'd used his whole life from memory. And I love this little poem. At God's footstool, to confess, a poor soul knelt and bowed his head. I failed, he cried. The master said, thou didst thy best, that is success. And that little short poem helped guide Wooden toward, you know, be kind of the basis, that and his dad's ideas on success, that helped him come up with his own definition of success and then helped him lead him to create the pyramid of success. And Wooden said he tried for years to figure out, you know, his own definition of success, because when he was growing up, you know, he'd hear people talking about, and he'd read in Webster's dictionary, you know, the concept of accumulation of things and accumulation of material things. And yes, that is certainly can be a manifestation of success, and it can be an indication of success. But that's not true success. And so Wooden said he just went back and forth studying and trying to figure out what is true success. And eventually he came to the definition that I covered that in episode 2, but I want to say it now because it's going to kind of kick off the rest of these episodes that I'm going to be doing on the pyramid of success. And so Wooden's definition of success is this: success is a peace of mind that is the direct result of self-satisfaction in knowing you did your best to become the best that you are capable of becoming. And I broke it down, so go back to episode 2. I broke that definition of success down, and went in detail on it. So you can go back to that to hear the specifics on it. But I love that. And then he went on to say, you know, in whichever of these books that I first read it, within this framework, each person becomes the only one who can ultimately judge his or her own success. You are the only one who knows whether you have won. And so don't look at a scoreboard to consider if you were successful. Look inside your heart. Did you do everything that you could to become the best that you're capable of becoming? If you did, you were a success. And I've said this for years, ever since first hearing it. People will look, in my state here in the state of Montana, we have 4 classifications at the high school level. And so at the end of every year, there's 4 state champions. Does that mean that the hundreds of other schools around the state are all failures? Of course not. And so let's look at, you know, a definition of success that talks about so much more than a scoreboard and then a trophy. And let's make sure we understand that if we will look in our own hearts, and if we will, you know, really look into the mirror and say, did I give everything I could to this? Did I work as hard as I possibly could to be the best I was capable of becoming? Then I was a success. And that's truly how we need to define success. So that kicks off the first episode of the series that I'll be doing on Wooden's Pyramid of Success. Now, the next time, it's me alone, which will be in 2 weeks, because I have a coach that you'll be hearing from next week. We'll be getting into the first cornerstone of the Pyramid of Success, and that's industriousness. And he broke that into a couple areas: hard work and preparation. And so I'll be doing the cornerstone number 1, industriousness, in a couple of weeks. Next week, I have a really special treat, and I know I tell you that all the time, but I do. I'm interviewing somebody I have never met. This person reached out to me, was recommended to me to interview for the podcast, and I'm so glad I did. He is not from the coaching world, and yet, oh my gosh, he is so good. His name is Clint Pulver. And you go to clintpulver.com and check out who Clint Pulver is, and then you're going to see why this he's really good for what we're doing. And he has great stories and a great message for us. And he speaks all around the country, and he speaks to schools all the time. And so I'm so excited to bring Clint Pulver to you next week in episode 53. And then in episode 54, I'll be getting into Industriousness by John Wooden as part of John Wooden's Pyramid of Success and this Pyramid of Success series that we're kicking off today. So thanks a lot for listening. And come back next week. Check out Clint Pulver because you're going to love him. And then come back the following week as we start getting into the pyramid. And we will talk to you again next time on the Great Quotes for Coaches podcast. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Great Quotes for Coaches podcast. Please do me a favor and subscribe to the podcast and leave a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. Your reviews help us get more people listening to the motivational messages from the quotes we discuss. Finally, check out our new website at slamdunksuccess.com for more materials to help you on your journey to becoming the best you're capable of becoming. We've got big plans for new and exciting projects to help leaders grow and develop as we head into 2021. I look forward to serving you again next time with another great quote for coaches.